Every once in a while, you know, I get an email and people ask questions. But some of the questions, you know, they should really answer for themselves. It's not really for me to answer. But people either, they ask the questions just for almost conversation, acknowledgement, and other things. But some questions you just shouldn't ask outside of yourself. A person should only ask in the inside. And my answer is always the same. Make up an answer. People call, if I make it up, it's made up. It's not real. And that's not quite true. And I'll tell you why. Your mind has thoughts, neurons, fire, thousands, millions of them, creating thoughts and sentences and answers to questions. Now, there are some scientists out there who say the universe is not random. This is what I agree with. The universe is not random. Random means things just kind of happen, left, right. When the universe is not random, there is purpose behind everything. Even a branch falling from a tree, well, there is purpose. Even though we cannot see it because we do not have the time lapse to see the end result purpose of the flow, but there is a purpose. So, there are some scientists, definitely, that say the universe is totally random. And they spend thousands of pages saying that the universe is random. Which is exactly, when you read it, it's like saying this orange is red. Holding up this orange and saying it's red. I'll tell you why it's red. How long it's been red, why it's always been red, how it's red, and all the red, different red reasons. But that orange ain't red. And your thoughts aren't as random as you think they are. When you think of a question, you actually have to be trained or trained yourself a little bit to retrieve answers. And you've done that in school. When you did little tests like, what's 1 plus 1? 2 plus 2? 2 times 4? You've trained yourself for the answers. And there's neurons in your brain that have been set up to respond to that question with the right neuron firing. The same way goes for other questions you can ask. And when you go to the point of where you say, okay, I'll just make up something. Now, the thought to make up something has to come from somewhere. It has to come from inside of you. It's not written on the ground. It's not written on the pavement. It's not written in the bark on the tree. It's coming from inside you. And there may be times when it will appear randomly, because in the non-practice of this, your mind doesn't fully know whether you just want a story, as stories go, or the answer in a story form. But it doesn't take very long before your mind understands you want the answer in a story form, which comes in the way of making it up. So you ask a question. How many deer are there in the woods? See, now you're trying to sit there and think of a number. That causes a little bit of a confusion in your brain, because your brain isn't really trained to give you a number the way it was with your mathematics. Now, you could train your brain to do exactly that, but it's not been trained to do that. So why, you know, go against the grain, start allowing a story to unfold. When we said how many deer, there was 18 births, 2 died, 9 males, the rest females. Some in this month, some in that month. Just let it unfold like that. Now, originally when I started working with this and doing these things, I'd work it out, so here I'd have the story. And I'd noticed that the beginning of it would be a little bit shaky, and then as you get into it, the accuracy actually increases. Which is, you know, as your story unfolds, the accuracy increases to it. Because your mind is starting to get the idea of what it's supposed to do. It's a really neat process. And it's a fun process because you're taking the answers from in you. And here's the really nifty part. Your inner direction can direct those thoughts that come up in your mind. So when you ask personal questions of perhaps what would be best for you to do, how would you best find your joy, what path of the two paths to take, let a story unfold inside of you. Your inner self, the larger part of you, knows what you're wanting. If you basically put it in your mind what you want, I want to experience as much joy in my life as possible, if that's what it is you want. I'm just saying that. You can pick whatever you want. You want to be the fastest race car driver, that's fine. You put that in your mind, you're thinking about that, you're envisioning that, you're asking questions regarding that. You would let the answers unfold in your mind because the answers are there. And the sources of the information is all there and can all flow into your mind. It's just you have to let your mind open and think those thoughts that give you the answer. And that's a really fun process. It's a real self-esteem building process because you realize that you are very resourceful after a while, very smart. You have the same resources everyone has. You are as brilliant as the most brilliant person on this planet. And it just makes you feel good that you know you can do it. You know you can get the answers because they're there. When your mind is capable of getting answers, then that inner self, whatever you want to call that inner self, that larger part of yourself, your soul, will work with your thoughts, generating the thoughts required for the answer. Of course, sometimes, you know, we're so attached to something we want an answer really bad, the answer we want, not necessarily the correct answer, right? I mean, we may be in a relationship and asking something about this, but our attachment is so that we're not quite hearing the answer. And that's fine, that's okay. You still go through the motions and still listen as best as you can to your own thoughts and your own mind and your own answers. Because you wouldn't hear it necessarily any better from anyone on the outside anyway. But the thing is, it will come from the inside. And if you can learn that and teach it to your children, you'll find that their lives will be so much more enriched. They will make the right decisions so many more times, the right financial decisions and decisions for their health and welfare, you know, and for their joy and whatever they want to achieve in their life. The decision to do it or not to do it is yours. It's really that simple. Just make it up. Let yourself make it up. And continue with that. For a while, take it with a grain of salt. Till you feel more confident in it. It's your choice.